This is Stories Worth Sharing from the Church of England.
Scientists are to take vicars on tours of laboratories and address church services as part of a series of projects designed to foster better understanding between science and faith. The Bishop of Hertford, Michael Beasley, an advisor to the St Albans Diocese project Take Your Vicar to the Lab, explains more about the launch of Scientists in Congregations in England. Hi, Bishop Michael. Could you first describe the Take Your Vicar to the Lab project, why it was set up and who's taken part?
Science is a big part of how we live nowadays. It's all around us and it has a huge impact on our day-to-day lives. And in churches around the Diocese of St Albans and in public life and all about us, we have lots of scientists engaged in different areas of study. Here in Hertfordshire, we have a whole number of labs and places of research. We have the University of Hertfordshire, we have GlaxoSmithKline. Much scientific activity taking place around us. We know from research that sometimes clergy find it difficult to engage with this scientific world in which we live. And therefore we dreamt up the Take Your Vicar to the Lab project as a way of enabling dialogue between scientists and clergy to build up the understanding of science in congregations and perhaps also to enable scientists to look at the world a little bit through the eyes of faith and to understand it according to that. So our idea is that local clergy will be enabled to go with a scientist that they get to know about, either somebody who's in their congregation or who's living or working within their local community. Doesn't have to be a church member, could be somebody of another faith altogether. And the idea is that local clergy will go and spend time with that scientist or person who's working in technology at their place of work to understand what it is they do, how they do it, the questions that their work throws up, so that they can get a better understanding of the world of science. Then in turn, that scientist or person who's working in technology will be invited back to the local church to speak with the clergy person about what it is they do and also what they've found out from having the clergy person visit them.
You mentioned dialogue. Are there other aims for the project?
It's about dialogue, it's about understanding, and it's also what comes out of dialogue. Science is the most fantastic and wonderful way of understanding the natural world, and we all benefit day to day from its development. So think about antibiotics, technology, communication, all those things are enabled through science. But what science perhaps can't answer are some of the bigger and deeper questions that all of us face in life, questions of purpose, meaning, value. Those are things that in the Christian tradition we have centuries of experience of tackling, and we hope that by bringing the two together in dialogue, it will be fruitful to think about how we all live well, both through what we understand about the natural world, but also our meaning and purpose within it.
And could you just elaborate a little bit more on what that dialogue with science can bring to the faith perspective?
Part of our understanding within the Christian faith is that God is Lord of all. God is the God of absolutely everything. Now, an issue for science, not just with faith leaders, but with quite a lot of the population, is how can science be well communicated within the world in which we live? And faith leaders are just as susceptible as any other group to not really getting the hang of what science is all about. Yet, if God's the Lord of everything, then I think it's really important for faith leaders, for clergy, for Christians everywhere to engage with science because it's all about us. It's the medium in which we spend a lot of time and which shapes much of our existence. So I think it's really important that it's better understood by Christians so that they can engage well with it.
And have there been previous similar projects, and how did they benefit the participants?
The University of Durham, from whom we've gladly received funding to take this forward here in St Albans, has been running a series of seminars for clergy up in Durham, during which clergy have been enabled to visit different departments within the university there. I understand that those visits and the discussions coming out of them have been hugely successful and energising for everybody around. So what we've decided to do is to try to take to a local level what's happening within a university setting up in Durham.
And is this project only for church-going scientists and congregations, or will the wider community be able to get involved?
By no means. We really hope that that local clergy will be able to engage with a wide range of scientists. Yes, scientists in our congregations, we have lots of those, but also people working in science in the community around. And as I've said, potentially people, scientists of different faiths as well, to really build up that dialogue between all sectors and all people, not just those who are in church.
And can you just let us know why you personally got involved in this, a bit about your background before you were ordained?
Certainly. Well, not only before I was ordained, but alongside being ordained, I worked as a scientist for a number of years. I spent quite a number of years both being on the staff at Westcott House Theological College in Cambridge, and I combined a half-time role there with a half-time role working with a research group in the Department of Infectious Disease Epidemiology at Imperial. And I absolutely loved that combination of activities. It was great to be at Westcott thinking about questions about the faith, but wonderful to be working alongside my colleagues at Imperial, immersed in understanding how better to develop health programs for children in Africa, and it was a very fruitful interaction.
That was a story worth sharing from the Church of England. Thanks for listening.